From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. It is Monday, May the 12th, 2014. Here is the Week in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between May 9th and May 12th. The Associated Press reported New York officials have identified 51 bridges statewide most at risk from repeated flooding, saying they require upgrades and retrofits estimated to cost more than $257 million. The list includes two bridges located on Route 23 in Prattsville, which reportedly need nearly $23 million in repairs and upgrades. The bridges have been scored and lost foundation materials like sand and rocks from around and beneath abutments, piers, foundations, and embankments. An estimated $193 million will be paid by the Federal Emergency Management Agency if all 51 bridges identified are approved for grants. State officials say the bridges were built to codes and standards of their time, remain safe and open for everyday traffic, but are now vulnerable to score from more intense and frequent weather events. Brian Nearing reported in the Times Union that the Greene County Industrial Development Agency is considering a proposal to construct a 73-unit mixed senior and affordable housing project at the site of the former metal casting company. At issue is the 16-acre former American Valve Manufacturing Corp. site on Madison Street in Coxsackie. The company closed some three decades ago and later was partially cleaned of toxic pollution. Renee Van Schack, County IDA Executive Director, said the agency is working with Westchester County developer Kenneth Kearney. Some in the village have expressed concern over the potential to exposure to pollution that might be caused by disturbing the site. Van Schack said there is no risk because the landfill and its buried contents would not be disturbed, and the property is safe to build on. He said a $12 million DEC-funded cleanup brought the property into compliance with state standards for reuse for residential purposes. Photonics Media is reporting that Bard College won a three-year, $500,000 scientific equipment program grant from the Sherman Fairchild Foundation for the creation of a new microscopy suite to enhance the college's undergraduate science programs. The funding will allow for four lasers, two optical microscopes, and two scanning probe microscopes. The new suite will be located in the Gabriel H. Ream and Herbert J. Caden Center for Science and Computation. The new equipment will add to the college's recent purchase of a scanning electron microscope. Finally, Feature Story News is reporting that Papua New Guinea, Swaziland, and the United States are the only three countries in the world that do not provide paid parental leave after the birth of a child. Mark Shearer reports on some efforts underway in Albany to provide paid family leave for New York parents.
Flowers, candy, maybe a Sunday brunch. As Mother's Day gifts go, though, there's a better one in the eyes of many New Yorkers. Passage of a bill, either in Albany or in Washington, that would allow mothers and fathers of newborn children paid family leave. Donna Dolan of the New York Paid Leave Coalition says, by not ensuring continued compensation for parents of newborn, America is in rarefied company.
Papua New Guinea and Swaziland, and we are the only three countries that don't provide paid parental leave after the birth of a child.
Federal legislation was introduced in December that would establish a nationwide family and medical leave insurance program. In Albany, the Assembly has approved a family leave insurance program, but both face uphill battles for passage. Some critics say it should be voluntary and up to businesses to decide, but Dolan cites a study that showed only 12% of companies currently do so. She holds out hope that by next Mother's Day, at least, some form will be in effect. Dolan says it would make a good Father's Day gift as well.
And so many fathers, as you know, the millennials are interested in spending quality time with their newborn children. You know, we would expect that there are so many fathers that are supportive of paid family leave.
Dolan says following swift passage in the Assembly, advocates for paid family leave are looking for support in the state Senate.
And some senators who said that they do not want to sign on as a co-sponsor, but they're certainly supportive, said that they would vote for the bill if it got to the floor for a vote.
Earlier this year, Rhode Island became the third state to offer workers paid family leave, joining New Jersey and California. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
Now for the weather, the National Weather Service is forecasting a mostly sunny day for today with a high near 84 degrees. Monday night, a slight chance of showers before 11 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., then a chance of showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57 degrees. The chance of precipitation for tonight is 30%. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Tuesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 73 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. On Wednesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 9 a.m., cloudy with a high near 70. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 59. And Thursday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Thursday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:36 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:07 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 30 minutes. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, May 12th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.